My sermon this evening is titled Doubting Faith. Young brother read to us already Romans 10:17, where it states that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We also read in Hebrews 11, verse 1, that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And then in James chapter 2, verse 17, we read, even so faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. I came up with this title thinking of all the life struggles that happen each and every day to us. Life is like a storm. We deal with so much every day. But our faith in God, our faith in the scriptures, and the faith in his commandments, faith, the hope of eternal life that we've all been set before, brought me to three points that I thought about with this. That faith, our faith, doesn't waver and shouldn't waver. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 14. We're going to read verses 28 through 32. Matthew 14, verses 28 through 32. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. When Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand. He caught him, and he said unto him, O you of little faith, where didst you doubt? Again, life is a storm. We must not waver in our walk with our Lord. But we also must be without doubt in our faith. Turn with me a few chapters over to Matthew chapter 21. In Matthew chapter 21, we'll be reading verses 18 through 22. 21, 18 through 22. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it, and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on you henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that if you have faith, and there's a second part to that faith, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also you shall say unto this mountain, Be ye removed, be cast into the sea, and it shall be done. And verse 22 says, And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer. There's a second statement right after that that requires an additional work. Beside that, whatever you ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. So when we have faith and we believe, and it doesn't waver, and it doesn't doubt what our God can do, we must also do one other additional thing as well. We must stand firm in that. We must stand firm in our belief, not doubting, not wavering, who our God is, who our Lord and Savior is, as Donnie spoke about this morning, who even the Holy Spirit is. Turn with me to John chapter 20. We're going to read starting at verse 24. John chapter 20, verses 24 through 29. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciple therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, very interesting concepts here, very interesting statements. Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas was with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, stood in the midst and said, "Peace be unto you." And then he said to Thomas, "Reach here your finger. Behold my hands. Reach here thy hand and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said unto him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." We must stand firm on our belief in the life that Christ commands us to do, although he isn't here with us in the flesh. To close this up, in conclusion, we'll read one more scripture. Chapter 11, verse 6. "Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So tonight, if you seek to become a Christian, there is a plan of salvation laid out in the scriptures for this. To hear, to believe, to repent, confess, and be baptized. If you've fallen away and you also want to make things right, please come forward as we stand and as we sing.